India's Goods and Services Tax, GST, collections rose sharply in April 2025, reaching a record 2.37 trillion rupees, $28.01 billion, a 12.6% year-on-year increase. The figures mark the highest monthly intake since the tax's inception and offer a moment of reassurance for policymakers navigating a pre-election fiscal landscape. For businesses, however, the picture is more nuanced. At first glance, the data signal resilience, robust consumption, a buoyant services sector, and an expanding formal economy. Yet underlying the headline is a more complex reality. The central question, is this growth a reflection of genuine momentum, or merely a byproduct of inflation and compliance pressures? India's tax system explained. What you need to know what's driving the gains. GST collections often act as a proxy for underlying economic activity. April's spike can be attributed to several converging factors: stricter compliance measures, enhanced enforcement, including expanded e-invoicing mandates and AI-assisted detection of fraudulent input tax credits, has bolstered the tax net. Seasonal and fiscal spillovers, a deferred wedding season, pre-election government outlays, and Q4 corporate settlements likely contributed to elevated transaction volumes at the end of March and into April. Inflationary effects. With retail inflation still hovering near 5%, higher nominal transaction values have inflated GST collections even in the absence of real volume growth. Sectorally, the principal contributors remain services and consumption-led industries such as telecommunications, hospitality, e-commerce, and fast-moving consumer goods. In contrast, real estate and informal retail continue to trail, constrained by digitalization gaps and compliance burdens. Beyond the headline numbers, 1. Revenue buoyancy and fiscal leeway. Higher collections provide the central and state governments with welcome fiscal space. In an election year, this may allow for greater policy flexibility or facilitate pre-election expenditure without immediate resort to deficit expansion. 2. Flat tax, uneven impact. GST's structure as a consumption-based, flat-rate tax disproportionately affects lower-income households. In the absence of corresponding wage growth or progressive direct tax reforms, a surge in collections risks exacerbating income inequality, particularly as key categories such as fuel and housing remain partially outside the GST framework. 3. Center-state fiscal dynamics. Revenue sharing under the GST regime remains politically delicate. Industrialized states such as Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, and Gujarat, which contribute significantly to GST revenue, continue to push for timely and equitable compensation, especially amid infrastructure strains. 4. Compliance versus complexity. For small enterprises, rising collections often signal intensified scrutiny, greater filing requirements, and higher compliance costs. The promise of one nation, one tax remains elusive in India's Tier 2 and Tier 3 regions where administrative burdens remain high and digital adoption uneven. Global comparisons. India still trails in efficiency. India's GST to GDP ratio, while improving, remains below that of many OECD peers, hovering around 6%. By contrast, New Zealand achieves an 8% ratio with a streamlined VAT regime and minimal exemptions. South Africa employs digital compliance mechanisms effectively but maintains a lower flat rate of 15%. China restructured its VAT system in 2019 to simplify cascading tax effects, an area where India continues to face friction, particularly in real estate and petroleum. The implication is clear. India's tax take is rising, but structural efficiencies have yet to materialize. Strategic imperatives for stakeholders. For corporates and CFOs, anticipate stricter audits and greater enforcement that typically accompany higher revenues. Reconfigure supply chains to optimize credit recovery and reduce interstate liabilities. Prepare for long-pending rate rationalization, especially potential consolidation of the current four-slab structure. For regulators and policymakers, prioritize simplification over surveillance. Streamlined return filing and dispute resolution mechanisms would encourage voluntary compliance. Broaden the base by rationalizing rates in undertaxed sectors such as real estate, insurance, and platform-delivered services. For small and medium enterprises, invest in digital compliance infrastructure. 3.